diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 326 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Prime 13-2, and Mr. Hollis Thomas, a.k.a. Damn Skippy. And this week, we get a chance to see our birds back at the link. They've been on a long journey on the road. It's been, it's been up and down. Couple last weeks, I think, you know, we're trying to get over that last L, but obviously, you got to move forward as a fan base and a football team. So, you know, just talking about the Saints Eagles preview, it's really about getting back to winning. And with one win, the Eagles can secure this number one seed and take a little bit of a chill pill before the playoffs. So I'm very excited. I think the Saints are a perfect team for us to go ahead and get that opportunity. I know there's a lot of questions. People are wondering if Jalen Hurts will be playing or Minshew is playing. I just think overall this team knows exactly what's at stake today. On Sunday. So I think they're ready for the victory. Evan, what say you, my guy?
I said it last show, and I'll say it again. I mean, I'm almost as geared up for Cowboys week as I am for Taysom Hill week, man. Love watching that man get put in the dirt. Hate me some Taysom Hill. But no, I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, I know that the media out there is out there trying to create pressure. Are the Eagles going to collapse at the end of the season and not get that first playoff spot that they've had in their clutches the entire time? No, that's not what's going to happen. I mean, the Dallas Cowboy game was a rough one. It was a divisional game at that as well. We had our backup in. And as I look at the rest of these teams, let's not forget who we are. We've been the best football team in the NFL the entire season. That's not changing. One game isn't changing that. One divisional tough loss, that doesn't change a thing. I look at a guy like Andy Dalton, who has thrown for 300 yards just one time this season. He's not a good quarterback. We knew he wasn't a good quarterback when he was in Cincinnati. We know he's not a good quarterback now, and they had to fall back on him when he wasn't the original plan after Jameis Winston failed. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They got three ass quarterbacks on that team, and I'm not scared of any of them.
Yeah, it's time to rebound, man. That's what I'm looking for this weekend, is to go ahead and rebound after last week. So, you know, we're going up against the Saints. There's two things that could happen for us. You know, we could go ahead and definitely seal the deal for what we need now, and then we could also seal the deal for our future. So we're playing for that that first round pick as well. So, you know, looking forward to that. Evan, you pretty much nailed it with everything you said about Andy Dalton. Carrot Top really isn't nothing to be worried about. There's nothing, you know, I guess, big to really feed into this. All I know is that at the end of the day, we are destined to hurt ourselves again. So I'm hoping that we don't do that. And then we just got to go in there and do our job on both sides of the ball. So, you know, let's get to it. I'm ready to go ahead and just wrap this thing up and start off the year on a bang.
Well, I'm ready to put the Cowboys' loss behind us. My thinking was this: we go about this game one of two ways. We could get Gardner Minshew some more much-needed time because he's only played one time this season, or we could seal the deal if Jalen's healthy enough to come out and play without continuing to get hurt. We seal the deal early and then put Gardner Minshew in the second half. So the last time that Jalen touched the field is like a month after when we get to the playoffs. I've been hearing the Dan Cilio shit and I was like, I don't even know why he's commenting on us, and he has all the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gear around him and stuff. It's like, look, you awful. It's kind of like that extra bitch that you just don't, you know, you don't know why she's still bothering you. And it's like, I was like, did we do something to him? But and then the Colin Hurd, he's even Colin Hurd, the lady on his show, has even told everybody. They're everybody's hating on the Eagles right now. And I posted yesterday on Twitter that you just got to make them respect you. This is a game about respect. I'm expecting Jonathan Gannon to do something a little different, give us something exotic. I'm not expecting him to show too much this time, but I'm expecting him to put these fools on notice because, as you know, You mentioned Andy Dalton in two places, but you didn't mention him when he was with the Cowboys sticking up a joint as well. So you forgot about that.
He just had such a forgettable career, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, now, you know what? Before he was a rookie, I worked out with Andy down in Houston because he went to TCU and we worked out with Carrot Top down there. And when he first got with the Cincinnati Bengals, they were doing pretty good. But he just couldn't get up. He's one of those quarterbacks that's good enough to get into the playoffs, but can't do anything once he gets you to the playoffs. He'll be good all season long, but he just can't get you over that hump when it's truly nut-cutting time. But I think we just need to get back to basics and kicking ass. Damn everything else. We need to get back to basics and kick ass and shut Saints out, because it behooves us to do it. One, to seal the first round bye and the first overall seed, and two, because it gets us a better draft spot. They're currently number 9 right now. We would like them to be at 8 or lower. So if we can have something to do with that, we should do it. So
now perfect opportunity to ask you guys to play coach. I know obviously people will have their feelings on this one. You play coach, Jalen or Minshew. If it was up to you, we'll go with you prime first. Who would you start? Would you start Jalen if he's good to go, or would you play Minshew?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely on Jalen. You know, I want to see him get back to work. I know he's been out for the past couple weeks with that shoulder injury, but, you know, the good note is that he was back at practice today. I wish I could have seen a little bit more video, but, you know, I at the end of the day, I get it. I know what it is. Yeah, but I'm excited to go ahead and see him actually seal this thing. I wish it would have been last week with him, but that wasn't the case. You know, we went with Minshew. We put a lot of faith in Minshew. Minshew did a great job, but, you know what I mean, we just couldn't seal the deal. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Jalen, and I'm hoping that Jalen goes this week, you know, so we can go ahead and just wrap this thing up. You know, and I want to touch what you just mentioned, Hollis, and I really didn't even want to give these people any type of, like, time. You know, I didn't even want to mention their names. But, yeah, I'm tired of the whole ESPN crew. I'm tired of all these WYSP or WIP, whatever, all these ratings.
Yeah, my bad. No, I know what you're talking about. I'm just as long as you knew
what I was talking about. But I mean, like, I'm just tired of all these people. I didn't want to give them the time of day because you asked the question, how much do we have to do to give them, you know, to get our respect, bro? I mean, I think we've been doing our shit ever since week one, and all the way through, and we're still not getting our respect. So let's just be real with each other. They're not going to respect us unless we win this whole thing, all right? And when we win this whole thing, I still don't even feel like they're going to give us the respect we earn. So it is what it is, man. I'm just tired of talking about them, and I'm tired of even giving them any type of time whatsoever. So, you know what I mean, keep on hating, keep on thinking whatever you want to do. But, again, I'm all about Jalen going this week, and just so we can go ahead and wrap this thing up, rest a little bit, and then get ready to, you know, run this thing and win it all.
Well, you know, I said the exact same thing, because a lot of people was talking about rest. I was like, no, you have to, when you're playing football, you have to stay on rhythm, and you can't get rusty, because you can get as quick as you got on to rhythm. If you get off rhythm, it's hard to get back, because you're in the season now. You don't have that same amount of time to make those mistakes and concessions. It's nut cutting time now. So I want to get him back on track. I want to see him get back on track and come out and dominate and have him sit the second half. And then we put Gardner Minshew, let Gardner Minshew go out there and put his wares on display, because he's going to be a free agent next year. And we might want him back. So you have to make sure he can play. He played decently in the first game, but he had too many turnovers. Let's see if he can cut down on those turnovers and you know, just make some more money for himself. But I want to play Jalen first to make sure that he's ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, going back to Prime's YSP comment, I saw WIP earlier this week. Not to call out, you know, my former employer or anything like that, but I saw.
You're just not the only one that worked there.
Yeah, I saw just a silly ass poll that they had put up, and they asked if Jalen Hurts is 100%, are you playing him this week? And I just thought that was the silliest thing I had ever read. Do you know what 100% means? 100% means he is 100%. He's good to go. Not a thing wrong with him. If that's the case with Jalen Hurts this week, you play him. There's no point in toying around and walking on eggshells, pussyfooting around this whole thing. Dude, it doesn't make any sense. Jalen Hurts is the guy. Jalen Hurts is a he's a tough guy, dude. I mean, he came back from this shoulder injury a lot quicker than any of us in this room would have come back from it.
Wait a minute.
Well, maybe not tank.
I wouldn't have missed a week because they was calling me the fat gladiator for about 6 weeks because I had a harness on.
Regardless. My point is that he's
– But I'm not throwing, though.
He's young. He's in shape. And he is the franchise quarterback of this team. Yep. I want him, like Tank said, to be in rhythm, ready to go. Now, with all this being said, if he is not 100%, I do think Gardner Minshew is good enough to win this game. I don't have any problems with that. I brought up Andy Dalton in the beginning and how he's only thrown for 300 yards one time. Gardner Minshew, in this one game he got to play last week, threw for 355 against a really good Dallas defense. So I have really – I think that Gardner Minshew can handle the business. The only reason I would want to play Jalen is because, A, he's the guy. B, we got an MVP in contention right here. And C, let's just lock it up, man. He's good to go.
But get him back on track. I think the main thing is because he missed that week. And so when you're a player, you get into that rhythm of playing, and you're doing good and stuff, and you go on a roll, but then you miss a week, and you're like, damn. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you miss too many days of practice or you don't practice the whole week. You're not good until about the second quarter of the game.
Right.
Whereas if you had to practice that week, you'd have been good from the word go. So I just don't want him to have – I don't want him to not be the guy to knock the little bit of rust off from the injury and stuff because he did miss that week. And it's like it's a difference from work and rehab. So
And the last thing we want him to do is have that adjustment half where he comes back in the playoffs. We need him to be – at, you know, the pinnacle of his ability in the playoffs for all four quarters.
I'll round this conversation off with Jalen Hurts. I think if he's even 95%, I think that's good enough for him to go. I think he would have played last week if this was a playoff type situation. I think he's ready to let it rip. But Mark Byrd, he's asking for a medicals update. I know that's a big Evan is a big fan of the medicals, but we have a couple. Here's today's injury report here today. If you guys can see that.
Yes. Can you guys see that? Yes. I can see that. Of the three that didn't participate, Lane Johnson, Maddox, and Linval Joseph. Linval shouldn't be an issue. I mean, that was just an illness. But other than that, I mean, I see some promising things here. Obviously, we talked about Jalen Hurts, but Jordan Davis, I know. I can't see him because the banner's on the way, but I know he's on there at full participant.
Yeah, because he had a slight concussion due to what we were discussing earlier about friendly fire. Mm-hmm. Nothing friendly about it.
Mm-hmm. But it was also nice to see who else did we have on here? Miles Sanders. Nice to see Miles Sanders back in the mix. No, I think things are looking up for this weekend. And, you know, Jalen practicing with the ones today, I think, was definitely a promising sign.
Yeah. I think that was the most telltale sign because I think tomorrow will be the best barometer because I think they did this too because Thursday is normally the hardest day of practice. No, Thursday is normally the hardest day of practice.
Okay.
And so it's like because you put all the run stuff in and you put all the third down and the two-minute drill stuff in. So the practice is just a little bit longer. So I think they want to see how the shoulder reacts after a good day of work. So it's
good. You've seen them practice at the actual stadium today. So you know, I mean, that was big. At the same time, as these guys were going back to the NovaCare Center, there was some video of these guys walking back in, and you see their attitude. You see like they were all relaxed, happy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know deep down inside, they're pissed off. They're still pissed off about what happened in Dallas. So, you know what I mean? It's like I said on the last show, I feel sorry for the Saints because they're ready to go ahead and take all this anger that they got.
No. I don't feel sorry for shit. We remember how they reacted in the playoffs years ago when we went to the Super Bowl. You remember that with the they're making fun of us with the mask
they did make fun of us with the mask.
Alvin Kamara can pound sand.
Everybody who thinks that I'm from Who Dat Nation, I was traded there. Remember, I know where I was born and bred. I was 10 years here. 10
they did
years
sign strong. You checks at one point.
Well, yeah, but that was after I grew up.
Yeah, you know, bro.
You never get where you're from. You don't even have to ask me. Everybody.
No. But listen, I just want you to know. Just so you know, you still were getting love, even though you were playing with them. All right.
Well, I appreciate. No. I knew that because there was a lot of people, Bears fans that lived in the New Orleans area or was down there for work, and was like they were pissed off that they traded me, and then it didn't help that. That Broderick Bunkley stunk, and
I'm pissed that you even mentioned that name.
he stuck to the high heavens.
He sucked.
but now if you, there should be no question. I know you see the hat, you see the emblem, you see all the emblem. You know what it is. Go Birds.
We always knew what it was.
Some people were putting up, like they put up the picture with me with the 99. With the Saints and the 78 here, is that everybody said it just didn't look right in the gold and black, and I totally understood that. At first it didn't feel right, but then
I thought it was slimming.
Yeah, but the checks got bigger and stuff, and it's like a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Million, man.
Respect.
Believe it or not, I would have signed the same contract, man. But I want to talk about, obviously, when we're talking about the big weapons that are on the Saints, Michael Thomas isn't the guy that we have to worry about now.
No, I know.
That this Eagles team, depending on who the running back is, we've given up 100-yard games this year. But a guy in Alvin Kamara is not the same Alvin Kamara that's been in the league. Man's averaging 3.9 yards a carry, only 2 rushing TDs on the year. You guys think that this front will be able to stop him?
Well, you know what? I think we'll be able to stop him, mainly because do I need you to cue me up for my pigeons? Because this will be a good time.
Let's get some pigeons in here.
Let me get some pigeons up for you. Let me get that nice little graphic for you up there. My guy, introducing Tank's pigeons.
Here you go. I got the pigeons. We're going to start with their left tackle, James Hurst. You know, they lost their other tackle, Armstead. I think he signed with I want to say he's with the Dolphins now. He was a beast. James Hurst was on the bench for a reason. You go and you look at the kid. His name is Kevin. Throckmorton.
Throckmorton.
He's moving from offensive tackle to guard. That's never good. And the center McCoy. He's not the real McCoy. He's stinking up the joint to the high heavens. Now. Eric McCoy, and then I actually went to the defensive side too. What's the kid name? Not Lattimore. Whoever's the opposite Lattimore, they get their ass handed to them on a weekly basis. Not only that, their defensive. I feel like their defensive tackles. They're always looking for the sack. They're always looking to get upfield, and they get torched a lot in the middle. Because they are currently like 23rd versus the run, giving up damn near 135 yards per game. And it's a lot because of what those guys in the middle do and don't do. They're looking for the sack. They're always upfield. And a lot of times they get their linebackers ass kicked because they're going upfield and got themselves out of the play. So number 99 and 93, Tuttle and Amata?
David Onyemata.
Onyemata, yeah. Onyemata. Yeah, they will give us the yards that we need up front because they're always upfield looking for that almighty sack. The rest of the guys on their team are pretty solid. They have a solid team. I think it's a little bit of the coaching and a little bit of calls and more the quarterback play because their defense was pretty stout, especially early on. So, I was just gonna say if we still talk about the offensive side of their offensive side of the ball, our guys up front should just kick their ass. Because you have a big offensive tackle that they kick down the guard, and Trey T will tell you anybody who plays offensive line will tell you the space difference from guard to tackle. I mean, if you are a tackle, it doesn't happen as fast as it does when you're in the middle. When the middle is happening like that, and you say he's been having this trouble, so we should be able to kick their ass to take advantage of them. And Jalen should be sitting by the middle to the end of the third quarter.
Should.
Now, Andrews Pete got injured. I think he had an ankle injury, and they had Josh Andrews playing. If that is a possibility, I think that's exactly where we want to attack.
Yes, that's the reason why he's a backup.
Yeah, I was about to say Lattimore. I don't even think Lattimore is playing this weekend because of that.
He's been limited. So I mean, like he's been practicing, but the two corners that have been they've been the young corners, Paulson, Debo, and then you have Taylor. They've been balling out as of late. Alante Taylor. The other their safety as well might be out for this game. Marcus May. He's another guy that did not practice, so I think.
He's a good safety. We were looking at him too in free agency. He played with the Jets.
I'll tell you who's better is their former player Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Let's see who else.
But while we're on the topic of that, I mean that was kind of some disappointing news. They didn't open up his practice window.
No, it's disappointing. It's disappointing, but it's better safe than sorry. It's better we find out now than to put him out there in a regular season game and then get hurt. It'd be like that sometimes. Sometimes you have to protect the player from himself.
That's exactly a point that I wanted to bring up when we were talking about the whole. Jalen Hurts thing is that like I feel like a lot of the conversation I've heard this week is that like, oh well, what if we play Jalen Hurts, do short dump off passes, make sure he doesn't get hit. You have to protect. If Jalen Hurts is going to be out there, Jalen Hurts is going to do what Jalen Hurts is going to do. He's going to try and make a play. That's the type of thing that if you anticipate that he's not ready to go and he's going to go out there and just try and ball, you have to protect him from himself.
I just want to see him get back in the groove, and I think he's smart enough to know to protect himself in some of these situations. I know he's not trying to take these super tough hits. I mean, so on that note, I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
You remember it just popped randomly in my head, but do you remember when Carson Wentz got absolutely jacked up on a run, and then the following play he was the lead blocker on like an outside swing?
I love the fact Carson Wentz name even came out your mouth.
Yeah, no, dear Lord, wow.
But we're talking about him getting hit.
He was like to me. He's actually started. They think they have a shot.
Yeah, he is.
I was laughing. I was like, wow, you're gonna. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what the brats is thinking. Well, I do know what they're thinking. I know they're thinking, we paying this guy 20-something million to sit on the damn bench. Sit down, Taylor Heineke. It's like, and
they had no problem midway through the year when they were putting Taylor Heineke's picture on the season tickets.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. They're already secure for next season with him on the tickets.
but they got to get their money's worth out of Carson, at least to see. They at least want to see if he's got something left before they give up on him. Fuck everybody else who want to make the playoffs.
Now, Aaron chimes and she says, "You think we will win without Hurts?" Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. The Saints still have a prideful team, and if you let them stand the game, you let any team stand the game and start getting start believing, they will sneak up and punch you in the mouth. I think that we still pissed from the Cowboys ordeal. And somebody just texted me, is asking me, what was we doing the Cowgirl review? I was like, sucker, we already did the Cowgirl review. I was like, why don't y'all go back and review when we kicked y'all ass earlier this season? It's one for one. And last time I checked, we was 13-2, sucker. There's your Cowboy review.
Now Gary checks in from overseas. Says, does Lane being out affect thinking with Jalen at all? I think he knows the situation at hand. I think
But that's Stoutland. That's Stout guy. Stout, dude. I don't know if y'all paid attention, but I've been privy to see the actual whole practice and how he takes each guy and gets him on the same page as the guy in front of him. And when you take the time out like that, and you got have the guys that want to put in the work. Because I met Jake Driscoll last year, and it was one of the guys I wanted us to draft because of his journey to the NFL. When he got here, as soon as he got here, he was able to get some playing time. That's why when people keep on talking about Big Put and Andre Dillon, it's like we were talking about on Tuesday. It's kind of funny that when every time somebody go down, they skip over him or around him to play somebody else who they're more comfortable with. So Big Pun is Andre Dillard.
Mark definitely knows who Big Pun is.
Yeah, okay. Every time an offensive lineman went down, if it was a tackle, they would put either Jake Driscoll or somebody else over there. They don't go to Big Pun unless they damn well have to. They put him in a couple of guard situations because it's like a phone booth in there, and he can't get his ass whooped too bad. And
think about what that says about Andre Dillard. I mean, you've said it yourself, Tank, where you talk about we were just talking about it with Carson Wentz, where he's getting this big paycheck, and they're looking at him like, yo, this guy's sitting on the bench and he's making $20-something million. Don't you think it's really concerning about Andre Dillard, the fact that he is a first round pick and they keep on overlooking him the way that you do, the way that they are? Like, even if he was somewhere in between and, like, still progressing, then I think that they would give him a shot. I think that they know that that man's dead in the water, dude.
But then you got your franchise quarterback back there. Do you really want to experiment with that? I was like, if you see what I see, he got his ass whooped by Osmond. Osmond was an outside linebacker at Central Michigan. He started playing defensive end. And when I say ass kicked, I'm not talking about just ran around him. I'm talking about over, around, through, sideways. I'm talking about just an ass kicking. And that's a dude that's half his size and had no pride about it. He had no pride or anything about anything. And it's like you can't instill an offensive lineman. When the offensive lineman, the next time you're looking at an offensive lineman or talking to one, look at their attitude. Offensive lineman and defensive lineman have an attitude about themselves. You can't be a chump down there with your hand in the dirt. And he's a chump. I'm sorry.
I wish Hollis would stop calling me Big Pudding. Quite frankly, I don't enjoy it or appreciate it. I got a little thug life in me, and you'll see it.
I wish you had the footage of him when he was fighting for the job with Mulata. I wish you had the footage from that interview.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys see that interview, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because you're actually fighting for the starting job, and you don't. It's like not that you don't have anything passionate to say. The face did not change whatsoever. And I'm watching practice. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, you were a first round pick, and I was like, most dudes would give their left nut to be a first round pick.
Yeah, but then like, there
you,
he is.
It's like you do it, and you. It's like you. I hate to see guys that do that.
Wasn't Dillard the one that ended up crying?
We moved up for him
because Josh Sweat was kicking his ass so bad.
Nah, it was Derek Barnett.
That was Derek Barnett.
Barnett was kicking his ass, but it was Dillard crying.
They had to take him out of the practice and put him aside. I think, you know,
it was Derek Barnett kicking his ass.
You know, at the end of the day,
Derek Barnett can't get right. Now, see, when we talk about can't get right, it's not that he don't have the athletic ability and the mean and tough streak. It's just that he goes over and beyond what's supposed to happen. It's like, so when I actually saw one of the fights, it was brutal. This will crack everybody up. Guess why Dillard wanted to fight? He said, because he just came off the concussion protocol and he asked him not to headbutt him. Like, dude, you're playing football. Don't headbutt you? What?
You play on the line, bro. What are you talking
about? I know. It's head bang a boogie every play.
Now let me talk a little bit about Evan's favorite quarterback. He's a guy, you know, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill.
Is Taysom starting or is Andy Dalton starting?
Andy Dalton starting.
Well, I thought they moved Taysom to tight end.
They did. Well, he plays everything. He plays everything. Now Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm looking at this picture. Evan, you look like Taysom Hill. Is that the discrepancy? You look like Taysom Hill with a beard.
Oh, almost.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not trying to say that all white guys look alike, but
I think that's where you're getting
at.
No. I'm not stereotyping you.
I'm looking at the nose and I'm looking at the teeth.
Yeah. And the dimples and stuff. Look at that.
Could be. Now, Taysom Hill is their versatile weapon.
Call him dad.
He's a guy that plays tight end. He can play wide receiver if you need him. You can play running back and quarterback. I think he's a guy at the end of the day you have to you definitely shut down Taysom Hill. And I think looking at some of the things they're doing recently, you got Kamara playing quarterback. You know, they're switching them in and out, trying to because the offense, you talk about the passing weapons, they're lacking a lot of weapons that have gone down. So what do you think? Do you think the Eagles shut down Taysom Hill this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely Evan's laughing. It is because, but I mean, you gotta look at it. The dude is in all three categories. He's a quarterback, he's second in rushing, and then he's what, like maybe number 10, 11,
jack of all trades, master
11 on receiving. All right, you so I mean, like, all I'm saying is they use him as a weapon. I'm not questioning for a fact that our defense will shut that shit down, don't get me wrong, but. I mean, bro, he's on three categories, so he's definitely a go-to guy.
Let me put it this way: I want Sheldon Brown versus Reggie Bush V2
all over again.
That's what I want.
I'm with it. I remember that hit to this day.
Well, do you guys remember when we were 2 years ago we played them and they were supposed to come and kick our asses? And we throttled him, who was starting at quarterback.
Yeah. I remember that clearly, man.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
But I'm just saying, though, he is definitely
I refuse
some,
to believe it, Joshua. I understand what people are trying to say. I just – Taysom Hill, to me, is a guy that they really tied their – I don't want to say tied their franchise, because it's not like he got, like, some ultra-ridiculous contract. But it's a guy that I think they've been trying to prove is, like, a right decision.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Ev. It's like when you look at
I think they're trying to not be wrong in a situation, and they're trying to force something that is it ultimately doesn't work.
Yeah. And, and the funny thing is you start to realize how important and creative Sean Payton truly was to be able to get him to where they had him at. It's like just look at how creative the plays aren't now. It's like they don't move like that machine that they used to move like. And when Sean Payton was there, he demanded accountability from everybody, and that's what you see, the lack of accountability. So I'm not afraid of him, but as a defensive unit, you go through the plays that he's in there, the handful of plays, and you take a period throughout the week, and you just go over the plays and see what check. I was like, if he's running by you, you know he's not going to the damn snack bar.
That's your man.
Check him. I was like, it's kind of close. It's close to saying do your job. I was like, but don't have your eyes in the backfield when they should be on the guy that you're checking. It's like,
and especially considering
never mind.
I'm just saying that we have years of footage on this guy now. We know what type of trickery goes on. We know when he swings out wide, there's potentially he's taking a route. You guys watch film. I mean, we're like one of the best defenses in the league. I don't have any concern that he should be able to be locked up. Keep a spy on.
Now, I think talking about Josh's comment, he says y'all go into this game just like we went into the Bears game. I think it is what it is. On paper, you see what they are. Obviously, you can't take them lightly, and obviously, you can't turn the football over. And I think at the end of the day, you just have to respect what they do. And Taysom Hill, you know, just keep contained. Make sure he's not getting out. Let him run inside, because that's where we want you to run inside. I think that's where it's just stay disciplined on the edges. Right. I think we should be good.
Well, that's the other thing. My bad. That's just the other thing about this game that I hope that these guys really stay focused on. You got a lot of these younger guys that are coming in and playing this game. All the veterans pretty much look like they're going to be out of this game. Why? They ain't got nothing to play for. They're worried about next season.
Hold on, quite
of these guys are on their last year of their contract, so they're worrying about that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, though, but the only thing you can't take lightly is these younger people that are coming in and playing. They got a whole lot to play for. They're going to play their asses off. I mean, you mentioned a couple of names earlier that are doing their things. Bunch of nobodies. But at the end of the day, they're trying to become somebody. So it's like you just don't want to go ahead and you don't want to take your foot off the pedal is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about the day. In this game, don't take your foot off the pedal. You got to play this game like we played every other game on Sundays. Play it to win it, and then that's it. Get the job done. That's all I'm saying. Well, go ahead.
The only part I disagree with you on the people having nothing to play for, because even the guys who are on the last year of their contract, what tape do you think they're going to put in? What this is like when you coming up for a contract, these are the times when the GMs put the tape on to see if you were still playing when the chips were down. Because you don't need somebody, you don't want to sign somebody that's going to quit, because you may be rebuilding the team and you might just want to pay a veteran to come in there because he plays hard and he knows how to be a pro. This is about being a pro. And if you're not a pro, you got to go.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. All I'm saying though is as I'm looking at a couple of the names on here, because of their swag, because of their attitude, they don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but they don't. So that's why they're like quick to go ahead and sit out, make sure they don't get hurt. That's all I'm saying. Right. I'm looking at a couple of these names. They do not care, but I do respect and I do hear what you're saying. Absolutely.
But that's a little different. The guys that are on the list that you're talking about, they're spoken for with the Saints next year. So it's like that. And the Saints may hold their mouths up because they want to see what they have in the young guy. The one thing you can't go into this game is thinking that we're going to roll the old bird out there and think that they're going to roll over and let us just have our way with them. Right. It's like, don't go out with that air of extra confidence and start talking random shit. And the ball hasn't even snapped yet. So they can go back and tell everybody else. Right. And then you come next thing you know, they out there, everybody's steaming. They doing chants and shit. And you're like, what the hell? Like, what? Okay, case in point. We were playing, when I was playing with the Saints, we were playing the Hall of Fame game. First game of the season. So we had got this receiver on our team at the end of the week. And he was at the end of the week leading up to the game. Now, unbeknownst to us, he got put off the Steelers team for either stealing or doing some other stuff. So I don't think the Steelers knew that he was on our team. So you know how you come out, it's preseason, I'm warming up and stuff. So all of a sudden, I see all the Steelers giving us dirty looks. And so I'm like, what the hell? And so next thing I know, they're chasing him. And the security is taking the receiver inside. Apparently, he did some stuff when he was with the Steelers. But that game turned out to be a slugfest in preseason at the Hall of Fame game. So don't go out there bullshitting. That's the moral of that story is. Don't go out there bullshitting. So
I just wanted to, Joshua had brought up the one comment. I saw Gary comment on that in itself. And he's talking about how we're going into this with uber confidence, just like we did the Bears game. And the simple only thing I have to say to that is we did go into that Bears game ultra confident. And we didn't play our best game as a podcast. I would say that we did. I thought we all said that we were going to stomp them. But I think that we went into that game with that confidence, and we did not play our best game at all. But to be honest with you, that game was never really in the Bears' hand. We went in there, we took care of business, we won the game because we're simply a good ass football team, and that's how I feel versus the Saints. I mean, we might be coming in here as a podcast, guys that aren't even on the team, ultra confident. But the guys that are in the locker room that are actually going to be playing on television, they're getting ready for this game. And they're doing all the right things because that's how they got to 13-2.
Yeah. It's our job to be overconfident.
I'm not taking that as a shot at us. I'm just saying.
You know how long I've been waiting to do this shit? You know how long I've been waiting to be overconfident about a motherfucking game? It's like I don't have to worry about nothing. I'm getting up and on the coast. I'll be in the Wildwood at Mudhead Brewery doing the pregame show. For everybody who don't know, 98.7, the coast. Your boy got a nice gig. But I'll be getting up early morning, putting on my flowers and stuff, talking shit to every Cowboy fan I see, even though we ain't playing them. That's for all you Cowboy lovers out there. But I'll be talking shit. I've been waiting to talk shit and not have to do nothing for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, at one point in time, I'm not going to disrespect this 13-2 football team. This is a good football team. There's a reason why we're confident in this football team. They've done a lot of damage this season. Like, I mean, we're talking about we're putting record numbers. We're talking about 2,000-yard wide receivers. We're talking about a quarterback who's an MVP candidate for a reason. We're talking about a defensive line that has been, you know, they lead the league in sacks. We talk about a offensive line who's been tremendous. I think it's a team with a lot of depth. But, you know, overall, you know, they're going through some struggles with some injuries. But overall, this is a very good football team, and I will be confident about the squad.
Well, you know, there's no reason not to be. And it's like we're playing against a good team. It's an NFL team. they were projected to do a lot better than they did. But it's like they once you release the leader and you see who the true orchestrator of the offense was. I love Carmichael guy, but Pete is not the guy. Sean was the guy. And a lot of people don't know that Sean Payton, his first coaching job was with the Eagles. My rookie year, he was an assistant quarterback coach. And I played against him. He was a coach at Eastern Illinois. We kicked their ass on homecoming. That's a whole nother story. I always tease him about that. And he was a scab. He played for the Chicago Bears during the show.
I think Taysom's Hill. I think Taysom Hill's ears were ringing, man. Because
what happened?
He's got his burner in the chat
fan,
up here.
He's got his fan base on here.
Ooh, who's that? Mega MG.
I think it's Taysom Hill's dad.
He's a closet Cowboys fan, I think.
Yeah. His picture looks like it. It looks awful weird. I often wonder why people don't put a picture of themselves.
That's a cardboard cutout. That's not really
okay.
Now, talking about this game, what players do you guys see having a breakout performance? Not a breakout performance, but a huge performance this week.
Go first, Brian.
Ah, man.
We'll start offensive. We'll start offensive.
I'm gonna say Dallas Goedert, man. I think Dallas Goedert is gonna go ahead and open it up. He definitely needs to get loose. I mean, it was nice to have him back last week, but we need more. We need more Dallas. Dallas pretty much needs to catch up to the rest of these guys. These guys have been kicking ass. So I want to kind of like take the shine off of them and give it to Dallas. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go with Dallas this week. Philly, Dallas. Sorry.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert.
I was leaning Dallas Goedert originally, but Primo said it, and to be honest with you, I'm a guy that believes in sticking with the hot hand. And Molly, you're absolutely right. I think Smitty these past few weeks, man, as he's been trying to get to 1,000 yards, he's been playing at a different level. I mean, the acrobatic catches, the sideline toe tap, that gets forgotten about because of that. How he went up the ladder and got it on that last drive. Dude's been on a different level. I think Smitty continues to stay on his hot streak.
I'm gonna go with we just talked about offensively.
Right now, offensive.
Offensively. If Hurts plays, I think he's gonna be Hurts. But if it's Gardner, I think he. If Hurts plays, it's Hurts. But if Gardner Minshew plays, I think it's Gardner because I think he makes up for the atone for the turnovers we had last game and the couple of misfires that he has. Because I love the way he goes about things and the way he plays, and how his memory is short, and he still has that gunslinger mentality. And this will be another showcase for him to let everybody know, because he wants to be a star in this league, and I commend that. So if you want to be a starter, you have to show that you can. But I think it's going to be the quarterback play. I think we need whoever's playing quarterback to lead the team, to be that general. Miles Sanders, Miles Sanders? Sanders, he did have a good game the last time. But I don't like Booby. I don't know what's happening to him. I've been waiting on him to get off the schneid. He does need to get off the schneid, but I think he's going to be the quarterback play.
I'm gonna go with AJ Brown. I was thinking Devontae, but I think AJ Brown, he's due for a big game. I do think their young corners have been playing, well. Coming up, for depth pieces, but I think. They ain't seen AJ Brown yet. So
Trayvon
Diggs
saw AJ Brown in a cloud of dust.
Yeah. So I think I'll go with AJ Brown. I'll go with AJ Brown. Josh said, God bless Andy Dalton. I think, with our zone defense, I think you really have to attack Andy Dalton. You can't just let him sit back there. Just
right.
put him under the fire. The fire is red as his hair. I want the fire to be all around.
And when have we done that?
We have a chance of having more sacks than any team ever.
Oh, nice.
If we get 12 sacks over the next
this will be the tank game.
So
I was waiting until we get to our defensive MVP for that one.
Okay, we can
throw that out there. Okay. Well, so what, defensive MVP now?
Defensive
MVP. I think Big Play Slay comes back from what transpired last game. I'm sorry, he felt like that third and 30 was his fault. And some other people who was watching the game, who probably don't know what the call was, that think that his fault as well. I think it's more on the I think that call was more on the coach and Josiah Scott, and the coach not knowing Josiah Scott is playing corner and safety. His head was probably spinning. But I think he took it upon himself because Josiah Scott was younger, and I feel like he's going to come out and handle business this week. I think I say at least a pick and possibly a pick six. Dalton's good for throwing us a pick six.
Molly's saying Reddick is going to kill it.
That's my dog.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with Molly, man. I'm gonna stay with the hot streak of Hassan Reddick. My man is at 14 right now. I'm gonna say he's gonna get his 16. That was the number that I picked for the year. And if he gets even more, I'm even better with that. But you know, Evan, you mentioned we have the potential of becoming the first team to have the most sacks ever in a season. I see these guys.
Truly, you know, a testament to our defensive coordinator.
True, and they're averaging six and a half sacks a game, man. So I can see another 6-7 coming this weekend. You know, let's get it.
Good God. I'm gonna let that fly by because everybody knows it's not correct. You know what? I want you.
I'm just poking fun.
No. You know what, Evan? I'm gonna.
Look, now he took it personal.
I'm not taking that personal. This is what I want you to do. It's like, so the next time we're out and about and we see Seth Joyner, say it to Seth.
I'll say it to Seth.
No, you won't.
I'll say it to Seth, goddamn it. He gonna turn me a new ass, but I'll say it to Seth.
I'm sticking with Prime and Molly on this one, and also my mentality of my offensive MVP. I mean, Hassan Reddick has just been absolutely scorching on the fire. Yeah. I think that you know, I'm going to be real with you, Prime. You said you think he gets to 16 for the year. I think he gets to 17 this game. I'm expecting a 3-sack performance from Hassan Reddick. He's just been having his way with people, man. No one can stop him. I see a big game out of Hassan, maybe another forced fumble to add to the card. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, I think especially that guy James Hurst over there. He's a 2-sacker waiting to happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's gonna be like Burger King off the edges with Hassan. He's gonna have it his way because I think he's on another level right now. I think overall Josh Sweat as well. He's playing on another level. Yeah. BG, if BG gets 1 sack, that'll be the first time 4 NFL defensive linemen get 10 or more sacks. That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, even the fact that we're talking about breaking a record that Buddy Ryan's front hit defensive set, that's crazy.
Look at this defensive line rotation, though, man. Like, the personnel on this line is just absolutely absurd. I mean,
We haven't even talked about.
We got Milton some dogs Williams. On here.
Are you paused?
Yeah.
You paused. You paused. So I was going to help you because you froze for a second. I was like.
I was just going to say that. We've been tearing up ahead. What were you going to say?
But we haven't even talked about our Graves or Milton. Mm-hmm. And we keep talking about Jordan Davis and Fletcher Cox is playing out of his mind.
But like, look at the power. Look at the power when you're able to keep these guys fresh and you're able to just rotate them in. Hell, if we had a rotation like this, you might still be playing Hollis.
No. I know when it's time to tip my hat.
Yo, T.O.'s trying to come back, man. He's 49 years old.
Well, that's because
he's still got some of the tank.
Now see that you want to know why? And this is when people have a false sense of security. Like I was watching a sports thing, and they were talking about somebody being jealous. Because Tom, I'll cheat everybody, Brady, was still playing at a high level at 45. The only reason that Chiefs, son of an onion, is still playing is because you can't throttle the quarterback anymore. If you still could knock the quarterback's dick in the dirt, he would have been retired. So they have Tom Brady rules. You have to make concessions where you have to lay the quarterback down.
Make sure you get a pill under his head.
No. You have to ask him, is he okay? And then look at the official and give him the thumbs up. If you don't give the official the thumbs up, he's going to throw the flag.
I get it.
It's,
it,
it's,
it,
a, it's, it. It's god awful though.
You're right. You're right. And he does have a lot of play on a lot of these rules that started coming out because he was the one that was encouraging them. But back to the T.O. thing. Yeah. Stop. Like, T.O., can you stop? Yeah. Like, bro, I could go out there and I could get Evan to throw me a bomb with nobody covering me. Well, and not, I look well, good. Well, no, well, no, well, no, well. No. I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to play in the NFL, and I'm ready for that man to
be is that your biggest hot take?
No, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Biggest hot take?
Now, stop. Now, hold up. He works out every day like he, I'm just telling you, he works out. Now, I wouldn't put it past. He would be the only one that I wouldn't put it past him being able to go back because he still runs like a 4.6 or a 4.7, and he's giant as fuck. So I don't
listen. If he plays against Josiah Scott every damn week, then yeah, come back to the NFL.
let's go with your hot takes here, y'all.
Okay.
Your biggest hot takes. I mean, it's only been up on the screen for about 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, is that what
anyone? Anyone
didn't even notice.
The biggest hot takes. Why don't you start?
Why don't you start with a hot take, Gail? Go ahead.
Yeah, you start with a hot take. We've been bumping.
Biggest hot take.
Yeah, what's the hot take?
Biggest hot take, Jalen Hurts, 5 touchdowns.
Oh!
No, I'll go 4 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns.
I just had 5 with him the other night on Madden.
Hey, what's your hot take?
Watch him not if you play.
My big hot take, I think Hassan Reddick is going to end up having his way. I think the rest of the defensive line is as well. I think this is going to be a massive sack game. I think we're going to get to the quarterback early and often. 9 sacks this game.
Damn. 9 sacks. Damn. Holy shit, bro.
9 sacks.
Holy shit. We ain't
fucking stopping.
Okay.
You want a hot take? I gave it to you scorching.
That's not a scorching take. That's not a scorching take. I like it. Listen, but my hot take kind of going off of what you just said.
When we get to 6 in the third, you'll call me.
Hey, I will. But look, they just need to keep they need to get back at it, man. I know they're pissed. They're pissed because of last week. So they're going to go ahead and definitely do their thing this week. That's why they're looking forward to this game so they could go ahead. Fletcher Cox has mentioned it. Hassan Reddick has mentioned it. Brandon Gann has mentioned it. They're all pissed. So all these guys are just ready to go back to work and show that they were better than they were last week. Regardless if it was Minshew or Hurts playing, they were better than what they did last week, and they want to go back to showing us, the league, everybody, you know what I mean, all these haters, that they're, you know, they are who they say they are, and that's all. They're just ready to go back to work.
Yeah, my hot take is pretty much to piggyback off what Prime said, is the defense putting everybody on notice that, you know, it's us out there playing. No matter how many blitzes we don't get called, no matter how many inept calls we get from the sideline, we need to take the onus on ourselves as players to continue to try to make the coach look good. I think the defense is going to put up a quality, especially my guy. My hottest take is a big play Slay. I think he's going to get two picks. I think it's time for him to show out. And this is like one of those games where He's had an okay game, then a couple of bad stints where he's got a penalty here and there. Like, I don't know, he had a penalty in the last game, but then he got torched on the 3rd and 30, and you can see it culminating. And my hot take is him getting 2 picks, possibly a pick 6.
Mark says Covey to the house.
Okay, I got another.
Anthony's saying that take. My 9 sacks is a Wentz take. We had 8 sacks earlier this year in one game. It's one more.
well, Andy Dalton.
I got another hot take.
Gail has another one.
Philly Sports Trips, the biggest and the baddest traveling group out here. As they go on a bus trip to beat the Nets February 11th, 2020. Then there's a spring training trip. I think Prime going to that one, and Damn Skippy Friday, March 10th, 2023, a 3-night trip. And there's another following up another spring training trip, Thursday, March 6th.
You're slowing down, man.
You want me to pick up for you here, man?
Yeah, just pick up for him because he's going.
Yo, what a remix!
I know.
Yeah,
yeah, go. And if you're looking for
we're going on that. Gail was talking about the spring training trip. You got the three-night trip, Friday, March 10th. To 2023.
That me and Hollis might be going to, and then there's another one on March 16th.
Yes, I know I'm going to either one or both. It's gonna be cold up here. It's gonna be warm down there. We got a witch collar too. You can pick up my damn Skippy t-shirts and sweatshirts from Philly Sports Shirts. Ha 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 ha.
Way to get that in there.
Damn Skippy. And don't forget to wait until
Gail disconnected and then
make sure y'all listen to me. Let me know how I did. I'm a first pregame show back on regular radio with the Coast 98.7.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that.
Me and my boy Pete, we actually met to do the show today. You'll get more of the hot takes and I get to talk a little bit more shit, but it's gonna be everybody get to hear it now. Not that they don't hear it here, but they had to go back and hear it. But it'll be public, live and direct, right in your face. Reality check with the tank.
Daz wants to know, for those of you that are going on the spring training trip, is that in Sarasota?
It's in Clearwater.
Clearwater,
baby.
I'm just asking. I'm forwarding the questions of the people.
We get it. Yeah, Clearwater. I mean, I definitely recommend anybody and everybody to go to Clearwater. It's a beautiful area. I've been there. Went there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game a few years back. Gail was actually there as well. I also recommend, make sure you guys, if you get a chance, go stop at Hulk Hogan's shop. If you're a wrestling fan, go stop at Hulk Hogan's shop. You get to run into the Bushwhackers upstairs while they're working out. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean? So I always recommend that.
You know what the funniest thing is like, you know how when I first, my rookie year, I was like, I met so many people that I saw on TV, like especially like the wrestlers I grew up watching because we had Richard Dent on our team. And you remember Dan, he was good friends with Danimal.
Dan Hampton, the animal.
You know, he's with remember he was with Bobby DeBray Heenan and all them, and all them came up to practice. Well, I forgot you. You still got.
He's a young boy, but I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
Dan Hampton, the defensive tackle that played with on 85 Bears. Mungo McMichael. My bad.
Oh, all right, McMichael. Yeah.
Mungo. Dan Hampton is the one that got killed.
Steve McMichael.
He played for. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, but they called him Mungo McMichael when he was wrestling. But they used to cut. They came up to practice one time in a limousine. I know you remember Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons.
He's got the best. Damn, you ever want to hear?
Yeah.
But you know, being at practice and seeing Brutus the Barber, Beefcake.
and this WWF previews.
That's what's up. 2024 WrestleMania, Lincoln Financial Field.
Are you going?
Hell yeah, bro! And I'm in the building.
My boy Rob.
I haven't missed the WrestleMania yet.
Rob has already called. He called me literally when they announced it. He called me. I was like, oh, so when is it? He's like, in 2020. I was like, wait a minute, it's 2 years. Are you kidding me? 2 years before? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna keep reminding you too. I was like, okay.
Shout out to Corey Saunders. You know what I mean? Corey, my kicks. He definitely, he's always on point with the wrestling, man.
Cool, P. You out there, Gail? You look in slight disarray. Say something so we know that you're here. That you're with us. I got he's pausing for station identification.
My internet is crazy today, man.
We couldn't tell.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
We've been here.
Listen.
He can't hear us.
I'm gonna have a fight with StreamYard, or I'm gonna have a fight with. I can hear you.
So I think
you should take over
close
this time,
down
Kevin?
Now. You know, I think we just close this hole on down.
We got predictions.
We do have to go through predictions, so let's go around the horn here, Primo. What's your end of game prediction here?
Well, first of all, I want to say good job on taking it over. You know what I mean? You did real good there.
The show well, must
really
go
got,
on.
The
you,
show
you really
must
have
go
to
go on.
Soft in his room while he's sitting there listening to us? Man, you act like he left the room.
Wow. Well, he's on pause right now.
He's not, but he can still hear you.
All right. Well, look, score predictions, keeping this quick. All right, 34-17, Birds wrap it up. You know what I mean? Number one seed, the division. Let's go. Go Birds.
Hold on. Did you see what Andrew just put up? He's like, so much for a MySpace date tonight. All right. Nobody remembers MySpace.
Yes, I do remember MySpace.
My prediction for this game, I think we're gonna come out and we're gonna be crisp and clean with no caffeine. I think it's gonna be like 31 to 10. I'm kind of being generous with the 10 because I feel like our defense needs to shut them down to hold them to 6 or 9. Let's say 6 or 9, all field goals. Don't let them in end zone. Because I don't think this offense is noteworthy. If you look at what they have, they're 19. They can run the ball a little bit. They're 19th on the run, and they pass the ball. They're 15th passing the ball. But as you saw the last few weeks, they've been gadget playing it up, trying to get into the end zone. So just go out there and show and prove and do that dance until it don't move.
Okay. Gail.
I'm gonna go
33. Your mic stinks, bro.
33-14. 33-17.
I can cut his mic off. 33-17?
I don't know, man. What do you say? He said
33-17 for those that speak robot. But yeah, so I'm just gonna give you my prediction. I think that I've been spicy this show. I've been talking about the hot takes, the 9 sacks. I can't back that up with a high scoring Saints matchup. So I'm looking at a solid 27-10 victory by the Birds today. Never in doubt, and I think we handle business.
Only 27.
That number one seat. Yeah.
Only 27.
We're gonna take our foot off the gas. I mean, we're gonna be in control of the game the entire time. We're gonna milk the clock at the end, and that's gonna be it. That's gonna you be sure? it. 27-10. Maybe Taysom Hill. Ends up missing the bus on the ride home. And everybody makes fun of him. Everybody wins, except for Taysom. I just want to thank everybody. I've never closed the show before, so this is, winging
well,
this.
Well, hold on. We're going to do it the professional way, all right? Mm-hmm. Last word of the night. Okay, last word of the night.
Oh, wow. All right. You guys
are pretty good. There, Primo.
Hey, man, listen, no problem, bro. I got you.
Do we shout out our sponsors yet? We still need to do that.
Have you guys been waiting to do this? Have you guys been
watching? You guys that are watching episode 326 are watching Mutiny live in action. We've hijacked the show.
We take it over.
We actually have a fan of the show, a caller calling in right now. My internet sucks. You are on the air. What do you have to say, my guy?
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Sounds a lot better. I guess
if that's the name you want to go with.
Where are you checking in from? Is it Osama bin Laden's lair?
I'm in the cave. I am in the cave.
I guess that porn hub is really kicking in now, huh?
There you go. Oh,
but what are we talking about here? Last word.
Evan, go ahead with the sponsor. You guys have some quality sponsors.
Listen, man. If you guys paid attention, it's the last word, and then we give a shout out to our sponsor.
Sorry for messing it up.
Yeah, Hollis, we're taking over this. Stay there.
Okay. My last word. I want to come out this game as healthy as possible, but I also want us to go out and play hard and kick their ass. And, this is a game we're supposed to win, and we should. I don't feel like as a fan that we should have any distress. So if we don't have any distress, that means they've done their job. If we're biting our nails and shit and we're, we're distressed because some things didn't go right, then I'm going to be pissed. My last word is this. Go out and handle business so that we can relax, put the babies to sleep, and party like rock stars.
I like Evan. Primo? Evan.
Beat you, bitch.
my last word, just pretty much keeping it simple, like what Hollis said. Do your job, let's wrap this thing up. Let's get that number one seed. Let's close this division out. Let's, you know, relax, and then let's get ready for the real party. The real party is the playoffs and all the way to the mountaintop, man. All right, with that being said, I want to wish everybody a happy New Year's. Be safe. All right, looking forward to Sunday. Wrapping this thing up. Let's go. Go Birds.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are still in their feels after that Cowboys game, after that Cowboys loss. I got one thing for you. Suck it up. We're the best team of football. We're going to make it up to you in the playoffs when we're holding another Lombardi trophy. Nothing's changed. We're still the best team. We're going to handle business this weekend. And just like Primo said, have a happy new year. And don't get behind the wheel drunk. Get a ride.
Gail, you got time?
I second it. I second that. I want to shout out Bronzy Bakery, man, holding us down for all these years with the tomato pies. We love them. They always do the best out here. Shout out to Bud Light, also powering the tailgate. You know, if you guys like free Bud Light and you like a good time, come check us out. Lot G2 will be there early, 8 to 12, and we'll be enjoying our Saints W. After we would no actually Eagles W. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I knew it was an imposter. I knew it was an imposter in here.
Wow. First the Fat Boys break up and now this.
You can't even blame that on the internet.
But we appreciate you guys for sticking around. I'm sorry for my technical difficulties tonight. It's been stressful, but I've been here for you. Shout out to everyone that stuck around in the chat. Hopefully you'll see us Sunday, partying with us. Tank, maybe?
Saturday?
Tank, bougie.
I'm at the Mudhead, baby. And Wildwood. Yeah.
Okay.
The Coast, baby.
What's it called? The Bougetto?
It's called The Coast, 98.7. Bougetto. and the Mudhead, doing it big. we're getting all the fans down there rowdy and ready.
Okay. All right. Nice. But thank you for sticking around. Ev, why don't you shut me down because I'm doing it for my phone right now. But shut me down today because I'm a mess.
I got you. And so that's all from us at 4th and John. I just want to thank you all for checking in. And hold on. I didn't have a fucking rudder.
But anyways.
Damn, this guy's
a mess.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And go Birds.